Now, new research shows that 2 in 5 British adults admit that if it wasn't for their children reminding them, that they would forget to recycle. But with so many confusing rules, that can be different from street to street. But how do we know to do our bit effectively? Here with his recycling top tips, and also to tell us about a fun competition as BBC TV presenter and sustainability campaigner, James Stewart. James, thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
I'm absolutely wonderful. I'm so excited to talk to you because this is a really, really wonderful subject. And it's been a subject of yours for quite a while, hasn't it?
Oh, gosh, it has, Dennis. Yeah, so back from university days, and now I work with Harvard, where I get to go around the world and speak to amazing young people and environmental campaigners. Because I think with climate change, we all know it's happening, and it feels like this sort of big, scary thing, doesn't it? But you know, sometimes there's actually some really good things going on where people are sort of trying to fight back. And so much of that sort of starts in the home and with us recycling. And you can sometimes sort of think, oh, gosh, I'm only one person. What difference can I really make? And the answer's a really big one. So yeah, I'm really excited to be getting this message out there. And yeah, it's nice to talk to you this morning.
But what does research show about attitudes to recycling at home?
Well, to be honest, Dennis, it shows we're all quite confused, which is totally understandable because I don't know about you. You know, your neighbour on the other side of your street could have very different recycling rules to you. There's no uniform recycling rules in the United Kingdom. So it's really hard to know what actually gets recycled and what you shouldn't. And there's really bad messaging on some products in terms of where they should go. And I think, you know, children, luckily, I think 39% of British adults wouldn't actually remember to recycle if it wasn't for their kids. So we actually got a really good resource in our homes, in our young people, because they are getting this great education at school and hopefully knowing a bit more about that sort of stuff than perhaps us adults did or do.
But do the councils, with our tips, do enough to sort of help people recycle properly?
Well, I mean, it varies council to council, and I think that's the big problem. Some are really, really good, but some aren't. For example, where I am in Wandsworth in London, you know, one of the worst boroughs in the area for that. So it's a bit of a postcode lottery in terms of what your council is good at and what it's bad at. There was talk about bringing in this uniform recycling for the entire country. Then we had a governmental change, and so whether that actually comes to pass or not, I'm not sure. But I really hope that's what happens, because at the moment it is a bit of a postcode lottery, and that's the problem we've got.
But also, it comes to the point of, what colour bin am I putting out this week? And people are getting confused. I have to look at my neighbour to find out what colour bin I'm putting out.
I know, and then even when you put out the right one, the stuff inside of it, a lot of us are doing something called wish cycling, and I'm guilty of this as well. It's certainly, you know, not in the clear. This idea that we think we're recycling stuff, but actually sometimes we're putting it in the wrong bin, and it's having the opposite effect, where it's actually contaminating the products in the right bin, and then that stuff isn't getting recycled. So it really is confusing for people, and we really do need to be clearer. And we really do need our young people particularly to help us push this message through.
But why do you think recycling can often confuse people?
I think largely because of the messaging around it. I think there's a big responsibility here on a couple of people. There's the governmental policy and sort of local councils, but also on brands. And you know, if you're buying chocolate or crisps, it's really difficult to recycle those sort of soft plastics. There are very specific places you can take them back to. A lot of retailers will do it, but there's like a random bin. You've got to put it inside the supermarket. There's a lot of legwork involved in us recycling, and it's actually really hard to do it. There's a lot of obstacles in the way, and actually it should be the opposite, shouldn't it? It should be the easiest thing we can do in our homes, because I think when you look at how our climate is changing, it's probably the easiest, or should be the easiest and most accessible thing we can do to recycle.
But what are your top tips when it comes to recycling?
Yeah, well, I think for children, you've got to make it fun, right? If you can make recycling fun, gamify it, you know, which box is which, what goes where, what's this material, how does it feel, what kind of texture is it, where should it go? You encourage that creativity, especially around sort of half term coming up and the summer holidays we've had quite recently. A second tip would be, you know, really try and know your stuff. So a lot of councils will, different places put out different information. You try and really get off by heart what your council recycles and what it doesn't, and be strict with it, because it's really easy to think, oh, this could go in here, but actually it might not. So know your stuff. And I think that sort of third tip is that sort of wish cycling that we mentioned, where you've really got to be sure that when you're putting it in the bin, it's supposed to be in that bin. If it's not, it can have the opposite effect, and it can actually contaminate all the good work you've done previously with the materials you put in there.
But with children leading the charge, Tell me about this competition that you're running, James.
Yeah, so we did a study with AO, the amazing company. We found that 39% of British adults wouldn't remember to recycle if it wasn't for the kids in our homes. And a lot of that is because, you know, kids are getting this message at school and through people like myself. And watching it on TV, it was way more readily available than it was when I was young, for example. And so we've got this great competition to bring a school class to the AO recycling facility. They recycle around 500,000 fridges every single year. We're going to take a class of children to this amazing facility, state-of-the-art, one of the biggest in the country, first of its kind in Europe. And you can see how they recycle these amazing, big, heavy, white goods. I went myself this summer. It's really great, and it's a really great way for kids to see action, because I think that's the thing with climate change, isn't it? We hear about it all the time, but what we're seeing here in the factory is actually what's happening. How is it making an impact? You know, we're turning fridges into things like bathroom fans and recycling these materials. And we want to take a class of children to come and join me, and we'll give you a guided tour of the facility. You can find out all the information on the AO social channels.
Now, where can listeners go for more information on what we've discussed this morning?
Yeah, so AO have got some really great resources online. You can head to their Instagram, for example, the AO Instagram. My own Instagram channel has the same kind of messaging on there, James_Stu. If you want those kind of recycling tips, little tricks, hacks you can do at home. And if you'd like to enter that competition, it closes tomorrow, so still time. If you know any teachers, parents, godparents, anyone with children in your life that want to come and take part in this, you can nominate them and we'll get them to the recycling facility and show them a really, really cool day.
James Stewart, thank you so much for joining us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio. Dennis Duncan in the morning, TV presenter and also sustainability campaigner. James, it's been wonderful talking to you.
Thanks, Dennis. Have a great day.
And you. Bye-bye.
Bye.